The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he cried to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. So let us look at this encounter between Jesus and those two disciples. And when we talk about an encounter, encountering Christ today, it means having that interaction with Christ, but not just any interaction or meeting, but really a transformational meeting that makes a change in our lives, that turns our lives upside down. First, the timing of this encounter. It takes place on that first Easter morning, the resurrection day, Sunday, when the women went and found the tomb empty, as we know from the way they tell the story to Jesus, although the two disciples do not recognize him. So it's that first day, and also we know about them that they were part of that inner circle of disciples who were together hiding from Good Friday till Easter Sunday when the woman discovered the empty tomb. And although the woman told them what happened, and then Peter went and saw the tomb empty, yet they still did not believe and decided to leave Jerusalem and go back to their village, to their old way of life. They gave up. They lost all hope. That's why they were downcast. They were disappointed. They thought that this man, Jesus, who was a great prophet, will be the Messiah, but it didn't turn out to be this way. That's why they were leaving Jerusalem. And remember, these are disciples, that close knit of friends that Jesus had gathered around him. And Jesus comes along, and he always takes the initiative. He says, "What are you talking about?" He asks questions. What's happening? What's been happening? And then they tell him the story from their perspective, yet still not recognizing who this stranger is. And then Jesus takes the scriptures and explains to them why everything had to happen this way. See, they all had the same scriptures. Jesus did not just, you know, invent new scriptures. They all knew the story, how God has been working in the lives of their, you know, community, in their ancestors. And yet they had a different understanding of the same scriptures, just like many people we do today. You can just read the scriptures and interpret them any way you want if you're looking to justify what they already have in your mind. You know what the end results wants to be. In their own mind, that this Messiah whom they're waiting for was supposed to be a great political leader, a powerful leader who will throw out the Romans, unite the tribes of Israel, and establish Israel as a great kingdom. That's what they were looking for. And they can look in the scriptures and show. What about David? What about Solomon? What about those great kings? What about the other prophets? But that's not what the scriptures is really talking about. That's what we in our mind construct this image of God that is going to do what we want God to do for us, a God who will do our will. Again, Jesus, using the same scripture, quotes those verses where God talks about a servant who will come and deliver his people, a servant who will stand for the truth, a leader who will lead his people to heaven, not to become a great nation, a leader who will not use the ways of this world of power and riches and money and influence to free them from the Romans, but he will use commitment and sacrifice and obedience and the truth to free us from all sin. It's all in the scriptures for us. But do we know the scriptures? Do we read the scriptures with the lens of the resurrection, who Jesus Christ is? Not a prophet, but he's Son of God who died and rose from the dead. He's the one who came to show us the way, the spiritual way to eternal life, who gives us hope no matter what life on this world is like. And even when this world conquers us through death, he will bring us up to eternal life. And yet a lot of times we don't know even his words. A lot of times, even when we come to Mass, we come last minute that our minds haven't settled to listen to the words that we hear proclaimed Sunday after Sunday. But still, they don't recognize who Jesus is. So they come to their village, and now they respond to this stranger who kind of explaining things to them and starts by saying how foolish you are. I mean, if that happens today with a stranger, I don't think you'll continue walking with that person if he starts by saying, "Well, how foolish you are, let me tell you how it is." But yet, they respond with generosity and hospitality. "It's getting late. Why don't you stay with us?" And Jesus does. And Jesus now responds back to them. When he takes the bread, he breaks it, says the blessing, and gives it back to them. At that moment, they recognize who he is, because that's the same actions that he did on the night before he suffered, and told them, "Do this in memory of me." Told them, "This is my body, this is my blood." That's when they recognize that this is the risen Lord, and truly he has risen from the dead. That's why it's important for us to come to Mass. It's important for us to understand the Scripture, the way God reveals the Scripture for us over the 2,000 years since Jesus' death and resurrection. Because we all can read the Scripture on our own and come up with our own interpretation, guided by our own image and understanding of who God is and what God wants from me, or what do I want from God. But that's not enough. It's in the Eucharist, the act of self-giving, when Jesus put all his words into action and gave not extra bread, he didn't give healing, he didn't give advice or words, he gave his own life as he was broken on the cross so we can have eternal life. Do we recognize Jesus when we come forward to receive him in a few moments? Do we see in the eyes of faith and have faith in the words of Jesus who said, this is my body, this is my blood, although it looks like regular wine and regular bread to us? And then the story doesn't end. Then those two disciples, after Jesus disappears, they go back. They change their lives. They no longer want to stay in their village. They go back that same night, back to Jerusalem, to share the good news. You know, it's not enough to say, yes, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the church. I believe in all this stuff. How has your life changed because of your belief? How did you make this U-turn and go back to Christ? That's the important question. We can believe whatever we want to believe, but if it doesn't impact our lives, then really it's not important to us. Those two disciples, after walking 7 miles, now obviously it's evening, they still got up in the middle of the night and walked back another 7 miles to get back to Jerusalem. There's a sense of urgency. They didn't say, well, you know, let's wait till tomorrow morning, the sun will be out, then we'll go back. Oh, you know, it's been a long day, we walked 7 miles, we need some sleep. They returned immediately. We've been celebrating Easter for, this is the third Sunday. How has it changed our lives in the last 2 weeks? If we're walking along the way, when you go back home, whether maybe in the car or you're going to have lunch or stop by for donuts and coffee, what would you be talking about? What's on your mind these days? On those two disciples, obviously, they were thinking what happened during the last 3 days. Anything happened this past week that's still on your mind? Will you let Jesus explain the Scriptures to you to shed light on how you should deal with that situation? Would you give him that opportunity? Would you listen to him? And then would you let that power of Jesus that you received in the Eucharist help you to do what Jesus is asking you to do? Do what it is right. Do what comes out as a sacrifice, as a commitment, something that's sacrificially giving of yourself, allowing yourself to become vulnerable, to be broken, so the power of God could be manifested in your life. That's our story. And then we need to go back and share it with others so they too can believe that Jesus truly is risen from the dead.